Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I am co-CEO of the PeopleStack along with my husband, Rob Allen. We're career coaches for tech managers. It is my mission in life. It is my purpose in life to help tech managers like you to build your dream careers. To do that in a way where you're not overwhelmed. To do that in a way where even though external circumstances may get harder and harder and more challenging, right? It gets steeper as you move more toward the top of the mountain. Even though that's true, it feels easier. You are in flow and it's amazing. And many, many times you are able to pinch yourself and say, wow, is this a dream? Because this feels really easy and I've accomplished exactly what I wanted to in my career. I've earned that 30, 40, 50% raise. I've earned that promotion. I've landed that hell yes job. And then you get to ask yourself the really fun question, what's next? That's one of my favorite questions to ask myself, but also to ask our clients as well, because there's always another level when you unleash your full power as an authentic, assertive servant leader. Oh, game on, game on. And that it's my privilege and it's my honor to guide our clients through that wonderful journey, through that wonderful process. So today I want to talk about overwhelm, but I want to talk about it from the perspective of to-do lists, because we've been talking with a lot of people lately and we've seen this is an evergreen topic, right? My to-do list is making me tear my hair out, or a lack of a to-do list is making me tear my hair out. I don't know what's supposed to be on my to-do list, or I have too much on my to-do list. In other words, I have so much to do and I can't keep track of it. And I just feel like I'm like bouncing from fire to fire. I'm putting out the fires. I'm getting the things done, but it doesn't feel like it's really effective and efficient, and I don't have the right tools to do it. And so that's why I've labeled this episode the death of your to-do list, because when you feel like this, that means your to-do list is either dying or it's already dead. And I don't want that to be the case. I know some people are anti to-do list, and I'm agnostic as far as what you call it, by the way. So those of you who follow David Allen, for example, GTD, you know, the GTD framework, getting things done framework, you may call it your next actions list. Great, that's what I call it. But it's more generally called to-do lists. I am actually very much for having a to-do list. I very much recommend having a to-do list. The problem isn't the tool. A to-do list is a tool. That's what it is. Nothing more, nothing less. The problem is how people approach it. So if you're like a lot of our clients, the way that you've been approaching it is from a place of overwhelm. When you look at your to-do list, if I were to ask you to look at your to-do list right now, then I invite you to do that right now. Play along with me. When you look at your to-do list, or maybe it's multiple lists, maybe you have it in your calendar, maybe it's in Trello, maybe it's a little bit over there, maybe it's a little bit over there, maybe it's in Slack, maybe it's in Evernote. When you look at it, or you even think about trying to find your to-do list or your next actions list, what emotions come up? If you're like a lot of our clients, It's worry, it's guilt, it's shame, it's dread, it's fear, it could be apathy. It's that feeling of, oh my God, I can't even. Look at my to-do list, I don't even know where to start. It's in like 10 million different places. Or, so what that means, by the way, is that your to-do list is dying. And I don't want that to be the case, because your to-do list is an important tool. If your to-do list is dying, that means your career is dead on arrival. I'm going to talk about that more in a minute, so stick a pin in that. But you may also think, look at my to-do list. Ha, that's funny, Jen. I don't have one. Next actions list? Mm-mm-mm. No way. That's not me. Or I don't have the time to have a to-do list. And in that case, it's already dead. And so is your career. And that's not what I want for you. That's not what I want for you. So let's fix this. Because if you do not properly harness all of the tools that are available to you as a leader, as a career navigator, you're not going to be able to effectively, efficiently, and in a fun way, upgrade your career, right? You may be able to upgrade your career, but you're not going to be able to do it effectively. You're not going to be able to do it efficiently, and it's not going to feel good, right? So like a lot of you have been upgrading your career, maybe a little bit along the way. You know, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you're in your 60s, and you've been upgrading your career. You can't not, especially if you've been in the tech industry for years. But it's just, it hasn't been fast enough. It hasn't felt good enough. And the reason is because you're not fully effectively harnessing all of the tools that are available to you. And one of those tools is a to-do list. A next actions list. So I want to invite you to take a look at this time-honored tradition of creating a to-do list in a completely different way. I want you to empty your cup right now. So I'm going to do it with you. It's not, here you go. Okay, it's empty. So I want you to empty your cup. So in other words, I want you to release all preconceived notions and beliefs and perspectives and thoughts about to-do lists. And I want you to be open to a new, empowering, career-building way of looking at a to-do list. Here's what I invite you to do. Here's the perspective shift, the new set of glasses that I invite you to put on that will add so much clarity to not just the way that you look at your day-to-day work, but it's going to be the way that you look at your career, at your entire life. Because if you're not harnessing the power of your to-do list, fully harnessing that, what that means is that you don't have enough time, energy, and focus. You're leaving that on the table. You're wasting, you're burning time, energy, and focus. And what that means is that you then don't have enough time, energy, and focus left over to focus on the big stuff, the big rocks, like your career. That's why this is related. That's why we talk about some of these seemingly small things like to-do lists, because if you don't have one, and if you don't use it in the right way, your career is going to suffer for it, because you need time, energy, and focus in order to build your career. It's just what's true. So here's the shift that I invite you to make around looking at, thinking about feeling through your relationship with your to-do list. So, like I mentioned, you are on this journey. You are a career navigator. You are captain and commander of your ship. It can be a boat. It could be a yacht. It could be a big yacht. It could be single hull, double hull, triple hull. It could also be a spaceship. Your choice. You are captain and commander of this ship. This is your journey in life, and you are captain and commander. That's a shift for some people, by the way, in and of itself. Like, oh, wow. I forgot that. Because some people forget that they're in charge. Your to-do list isn't in charge. Other people are not in charge of your life and your career. You are. So I really want you to remember that. I really want you to get that. You're the one in charge of your life. You are the captain and commander of your career and your life. You're in charge of the ship. You get to call the shots, not your to-do list, not your calendar. Because some of you are pretending that your calendar is in charge. Gotta go to this meeting. I gotta go to this meeting. Nope, it's on my calendar, so I have to go. And you're forgetting that you have the power to say no. You're forgetting that you chose this life. You're forgetting that you chose the position that you're in right now. You're forgetting you chose to work for the organization that you work for right now. You said yes. Now, sometimes what happens is we pretend that we have the handcuffs, the golden handcuffs. For some of you, they may not be so golden, but we pretend, because there's a part of us, our inner child, that wants to kind of just say that we don't have control here because it would just be easier. No, you don't understand, Jen, job market. No, you don't understand, Jen. They won't give me a promotion, so I'm stuck in this role. No, you don't understand, Jen. I'm too old. I'm too female. I'm too whatever to move up. And I hear you. And I appreciate that. I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. At the same time, what's also true is that those are all excuses. You are the one in charge. For some of you, are you faced with a lot more challenges than others? Yeah, but we all have challenges. And it's your choice. You're captain and commander of your career, of your life. Now, that's the first and really important shift to make here in order to get any of this. You're in charge. And as the person who is in charge, as the person who is the commander of this ship, you have lots of tools available to you to get where you want to go. Because at the end of the day, you're captain and commander. You get to decide what's next. You get to decide where you're going. Do you want to travel to Fiji? Do you want to travel to the Bahamas? Do you want to travel to Earth? Do you want to travel to the moon? Do you want to travel to places unknown at light speed? It's all up to you. You're in charge. And you have a lot of tools available to you. One of those tools that you have available to you as captain and commander of this ship is a map. It's probably one of the tools that would come to you right away. Yeah, I have a map. Is your to-do list your map? No, it's not. It's not. I like to think of your calendar as your map. In the sense that your calendar gives you your sense of as you move through time, where are the places that you can possibly hit? So that's why I think of your calendar as your map. Just like, okay, if you're trying to decide if you're in Florida and you want to get to the Bahamas. Okay, Florida's here, the Bahamas are over here. Great, I know the lay of the land. Your calendar gives you that lay of the land. What are the islands? What are the bodies of water that are going to surround you? And so what's important to remember here is, just like I said earlier, you don't have to stop at every single place on the map. Just like on your calendar, you don't have to go to every single meeting that's on your calendar. It's a choice. It's a choice. You go to the ones that help you meet your outcome. You go to the ones that are a direct line between where you are and where you want to go. And sometimes you choose to take little side trips to other neighboring islands because you choose to, because it's important, or maybe just because it's going to be fun. Those are your meetings, by the way. Because you're not going to put any meeting on your calendar unless it's important. Other people may be putting meetings on your calendar all the time. That's great. That's the lay of the land. Their suggestions. Their suggestions. Just like if you're in Florida and you want to go to the Bahamas, stopping at Key West is a suggestion. You don't have to. Unless you want to. Unless it's going to help you complete your mission as captain and commander of this ship. So you have this map available to you, which is your calendar. It gives you the lay of the land. So then another tool that you have available to you as captain and commander of your ship, your spaceship, your yacht, is a course plotter. A tool, maybe it's a digital tool, but it could also be, you know, a series of rulers. A bunch of rulers, you can go old school, to help you plot your course. So before you set sail, before you hit the go button, you're going to say, okay, we're in Florida, we're in Miami, and we want to sail to the Bahamas. Great. We have the lay of the land. Cool. We know the bodies of water. We know where all of the pieces of land are. And you plot your course. There's lots of different ways to sail from Miami to the Bahamas. And it's like, where exactly in the Bahamas are we going to go? Because there's lots of Bahama islands. And you plot your course. And you use some tools to do that. You might use a GPS. And then that GPS will give you your series of stops along the way. Longitude and latitude, fun stuff like that. Same way if you were driving. So your to-do list is your course plotter. It gives you the steps to get from where you are right now to where you want to go. That's what it is. And then the cool thing is it has to be fluid. It has to be fluid. In other words, you set the course to start with, which is your best guess at what's going to be the best course given current conditions, given the current weather patterns, given what currently everybody wants to do and thinks is best. But then you start along the course and, oh boy, hurricane warning. And you adjust. You adjust your course, you adjust your to-do list, you adjust the actions that you're taking. Can you get from Miami to the Bahamas without a course that's plotted? Sure, right, because you know-ish, right? Like maybe you just choose to use a compass or the sun. That's your course plotter, right? Because you know that generally, like, what direction would it be? South, southeast, I believe, I think. Somebody will check me on that. My fact checkers will check me on that. It's southeast-ish, right? From Miami to the Bahamas, I think. So it's just like, okay, cool. I don't need to plot out a specific course. I'm just going to make sure we keep heading southeast. You might get there. It might take longer. But it's not terribly efficient and effective and fun even, because you are probably going to hit into some islands along the way. And there's going to be a lot of confusion and delay around where this island come from, right? And oh, by the way, what island are we going to anyway, right? And you're just going to be circling and circling. So you could do that. So in other words, can you get from where you are right now with the current state of your to-do list, and your, well, lack of a to-do list, potentially, but your current state of projects, your current state of work, the current state of your career, can you get from where you are right now to where you want to go without a course plotter, without a to-do list? You could, but it's going to take longer than it needs to. It's going to take more energy than it needs to. There's going to be a lot of confusion and delay, and it's not going to feel good. I guarantee you. So failing to have a to-do list, failing to have a to-do list that works for you means that you're not plotting your course. You're not plotting your course in the projects that you're doing, the work that you're doing, or for your career either. And without a sense of, this is what's next, this is what's next, this is what's next, in the fluid ability to change that as stuff happens, you're kind of like up a creek without a paddle. And you don't know what creek it is, and you don't know how to find a new paddle. And that's how a lot of you are running your work days and trying to navigate your career right now, and that's why it's not working. So I want you to remember that you are the commander. You are the captain and commander of your career, and that your to-do list is your course plotter. Without a course, there might as well be no destination. And you might get there eventually after a lot of struggle. And you know the thing is, too, you might get there and might not even know it because you didn't actually have a plan or a course in mind. To put this simply, you need a goalpost and you need the steps to get to that goalpost. Without a goalpost, you can't win, ever. And without the steps to get there, how on earth do you know if you're moving in the right direction? And how on earth do you know when stuff happens, when fires happen, when hurricane warnings come up, right? When the shit hits the fan on a project, how are you going to know how to course correct? Because you didn't have a course to begin with. And I want to make this clear too. I've been saying it throughout, but I want to make sure that I underline it. This is true not just for your work projects, but for your career as well. Your career is a project that needs a to-do list, because the same thing holds true. If you do not have the desired destination in mind, the exact one, not someplace in the South Pacific, not someplace in the Bahamas, but the exact longitude and latitude of where you want to land career-wise. Without that goal, without that North Star, you have nothing to guide you. And you, there's no way to know if you're moving in the right direction or whether you're just spinning in circles. And you need that step-by-step plan to get there. Because again, without it, you don't know if you're moving in the right direction, even if you have a goal in mind. You don't know how to course correct when the shit hits the fan, because it will. That's part of life. And here's the thing. The bigger the goals that you set, the more the shit's going to hit the fan. Sorry to be the one to tell you this, because when you set really big, bold goals and that's what we want you to do, because I know you don't want to settle. And that's what a lot of you are coming up against too. You're setting really big, bold goals, which is great, right? I want to get a 30% raise. I want to get a promotion from manager to director, from director to VP. I'm on the job market. And with that, I want to land a hell yes job at a company with awesome benefits, with a $300K a year salary. And I want to be able to make a massive positive impact with working with people who I absolutely adore working with. Those are the kind of dreams, those are the kinds of goalposts, North Stars that we want you to have. They're big and they're bold. And when you set them big and bold, life says, all right, game on. And it's kind of like, are you ready for it? And if you're not ready for it with a plan, it's kind of like rolling the dice with your career. And I don't want that for you. So at this point, you know you need to make this shift, that you are the commander, that your to-do list is your course plotter. Your calendar is your map, and you're armed with the tools. And you can say, okay, cool, I'm great, ready, bye. I'm good to go. I don't need to know anything else. You could. Word of warning, sailor. What I've given you is a very high-level shift that I want you to make, and I want you to begin making it right now. But here's the thing. You're going to need to know exactly how to apply this shift or multiple shifts if you've made them in your career, with your team, with your goals, with your challenges. Because if you don't do that, then everything that you've just listened to for the past 26 minutes or so, 27 minutes or so, is going to go down the toilet. And I don't want it to go down the toilet. Even if it's one of those composting toilets that the sailors use. You know, it's good for the environment and everything, but I don't want you to just throw all this away and recycle it. I want you to take this and I want you to use it, and I want you to, if we're going to go with the metaphor here, I want you to compost it. Although, you know, what we're talking about is not something that would normally get composted. It's good stuff. It's good stuff that I'm giving you here. I want you to plant it and I want you to grow with it. I really want you to be able to apply this. So if you're ready to just kind of let this go and be like, hey, cool, I'm good. I don't need any extra help. That's your right. I'm not here to argue. But I know that there are some of you who are, the wheels are spinning. Okay, cool. This is great. I have questions and I need help. That's what we're here for. You know, it's kind of like, think of us as one of your crewmates, as one of your crew members. We're the ones who know how to plot the course. Come rain or shine or hurricane or typhoon or any of the other things that might happen. Black hole up ahead, we got you covered. We are the most valuable crew members on this career upgrading journey that you possibly can have. We are the experts here. You don't have to try to figure out how to use all the rulers and the longitude and latitude. You don't have to become an expert in that. We got you covered here because we know how to help you plot that course for your career. We also, by the way, know how to help you create an even more powerful to-do list and next actions list so that you have more time, energy, money, focus for your career and the big things in life. So if right now you're like, this is great, but I have questions and I need help, I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to help you get really clear on what isn't working at work and in your career right now. The overwhelm that you're feeling, the guilt that you're feeling, the dread that you're feeling, the shame that you're feeling, any of that sense of maybe this is it, maybe I can't get any higher, but you don't want to settle. You're not someone who settles, and you know that you're capable of more. We're going to get really clear on that. You're also going to get really clear where you're going to want to go. We're going to help you to start plotting that course towards your dream by defining that dream more specifically than you ever have before, your career dream, your life dream. And if we're 100% confident that we're the experts who are going to be the ones, the best ones, to plot that course for you, to give you that step-by-step course plot. I don't know what it's called. You'll tell me what the sailors call it. If we're 100% confident that we're the ones to give you that step-by-step plan, that step-by-step course to building that dream, then we're going to talk about that. We're going to tell you what it's going to look like to work together with all of the details so that you can make a decision whether or not to hire us as part of your crew on this amazing journey that you're on right now. thepeoplestack.com/book. You'll go to that link, pick your time zone, put your name and your email in there, pick a time that works for you. And then what'll happen once everything's submitted, it'll be in your calendar. It'll be in my team's calendar. Show up on the Zoom session. The Zoom link will be in the calendar invite. Show up at the Zoom session at that time. My team member will meet you there. You're going to have an honest conversation. And it's going to be, as long as you show up coachable, as long as you show up ready to get to the truth around what's not working in your career right now and what it's going to take to build that dream, to fully harness the power of being master and commander in your career and your life, it's going to be the most valuable career building conversation that you have ever had. You're going to get so much clarity about it. So book that call right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. And remember, you're captain and commander in your life. It's not your to-do list. It's not your calendar. You're the one in charge. Act like it. Take care, folks. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.